the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
16 past the hour. Don Lemon joining us on the show today. Don Lemon, a tumultuous night, and I guess that would be an understatement.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it was, and it's still not over. I mean, people's businesses are still smoldering. And, you know, they're still arresting people. A lot of folks, obviously, here on edge around the country, and a lot of people upset with the not indictment of Officer Darren Wilson. And, you know, quite frankly, I've been doing this a long, long time. I've seen a lot. I've never seen anything quite like this.
Are you okay, Don? I noticed last night, you know, with the tear gas and all, you know, being dispersed into the crowd, and you had to go to the mask and all. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, all of us had to, and the we get paid for that, you know. So, I mean, I get paid to be out there. That's what I'm supposed to do. But at a certain point, you know, when you're tear gassed, you can't really talk well enough to be on television. But the what was sad for me was all the women and the children who were in the crowd, and they had to suffer through that. We saw several women and children having to be taken away. And, you know, even though they were fighting with police, some of the protesters, they had to hand those people off to police so that they could get to a hospital and be treated. That was the sad part about it. I mean, not the folks who, you know, who get paid to do it like me, but, you know, the women and the children who were in the crowd.
What's the one visual that stayed with you, Don, from last night into this morning?
I tell you, it's, you know, it's hard to really see a monitor. You don't really see the air. You live it. You know, you've been there. And you know, Sybil, you're just kind of blind. You don't really know what's going on. But when I got back to our satellite truck and I could see air, and as I was talking to the pictures, it was really the people who were looting, people who were running in. And if you know, talk to me, Mark Lamont Hill, a number of the people who were watching, obviously looting is unnecessary. There are people who are stealing condoms. They're stealing weaves. They're stealing liquor. I don't know what that has to do with the death of Michael Brown or the, you know, anger that they have towards the system. I do understand people are upset and they want things to change, but I don't understand how stealing a Gatorade or a hair weave is really going to make things better. Those visuals will stay with me. That was really sad for me.
This is Sherry, Don. How many, could you tell how many peaceful protesters there were versus the ones that were looting? Because I didn't see a lot of that, the peaceful protesters who were trying to stop those.
Well, you don't know. When you're, here's the thing, okay, and everyone gets upset. They're saying, you know, why would you become forceful if you're a police officer, someone is throwing a water bottle at you or throwing an empty bottle? Quite honestly, you don't know what someone is throwing at you in that situation. You don't know what's in that bottle. You don't know if it's urine. You don't know if it's a Molotov cocktail. You don't know what it is. And when a crowd rushes towards you, it could be peaceful protesters who are caught up in a barrage of people who are being tear gassed or running. It doesn't really matter if they're peaceful or not. They're running towards you, and they're gonna mow you down. So it's hard to tell. So the protesters who were doing wrong, the ones who were looting, the ones who were instigating and intimidating police officers, that's the image that sticks out. So they made it bad for the peaceful protesters. So it's hard in that situation to really tell who's a good protester and who's a bad protester when they're all coming at you at once in a horde. You don't know.
Has anybody talked to the powers that be as to why the 8-hour difference between when they said the decision was coming down and they finally decided to do it at night?
That's a very good question. And we've asked that question. I asked that question on the air yesterday before it became chaotic when they announced that there was going to be a decision that, you know, broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
All of us asked, and there is no answer. I don't know why. I wish I had an answer for you, but they haven't given us an answer. I guess they were just trying to gather their information, get ready for a press conference. But if they had done it in the light of day, I can't say that it would have been different, but it would not have given people enough time to assemble and to sort of figure out where they were going to be. As the night went on, Sherry, Skip, and Sybil, as it went on, you know, it became like you're anticipating something, right? Like, what's going to happen? Oh, my gosh, is he going to be indicted? And you could feel the tension rising on the street with every single second. And the longer the prosecutor went on with the press conference, many people were just like, get it over with, spit it out. Is he indicted? Is he not indicted? So I think they helped build that frustration and anger and anticipation.
Well, a lot of people feel like it was pretty calculated to have it at nighttime. Do you feel that way?
I don't know if it was calculated. I can't tell you. I can't get into the minds of the prosecution. But do you remember they said they were going to give 48 hours?
Yeah. What happened to that?
That didn't happen. I think what the 48-hour rule went out the window because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Mm. So imagine yesterday if it would have been 48 hours. We wouldn't have known until Thanksgiving Eve. And so, you know, you can't get the reporters that are here, the police officers, everyone involved would be figuring out if they're going to, you know, have Thanksgiving, what's going to happen.
Don,
so
some of the
because of that, that's what happened.
Some of the protesters in the crowd, Don, what were they saying to you, you know, in the midst of the shots that were ringing out?
Well, I mean, I can't really say on the radio. Listen, a lot of the protesters stood there on the sidewalk to Sherry's point. How do you know the peaceful protesters from the other ones? Like I said, it's hard to tell in that crowd. Most people were saying, hands up, don't shoot, right? They were upset. But most of it was pretty vile things that they were saying towards the police and you know, towards the system and towards the media. Listen, the media has, for whatever reason, become reviled because I think for last night, everyone took their aggression out on the media as if we had anything to do with what the prosecutor decided. Mm. And so because we were the people who were broadcasting it to the country, suddenly we became the bad guys because the decision didn't go the way that they wanted it to go. So we're the bad guy. It's our fault. And so I didn't hear any nice things coming from protesters towards anyone. It was either directed towards police towards the media, and there was really nothing nice. And when you asked them, like, I would turn around and say, no, I want to hear your voice. Come on television and tell us. No, F you, you're the problem. And so what do? I don't understand that mentality. There's nothing you can do. You're going to sit there and you're going to be upset about something, but you want to yell profanities, and you don't want to come on and artfully say how you feel about a situation. It was just, I don't understand the mentality, and it was just a no-win situation all the way around. I understand that you're mad. You know, people rightfully so, because you have your position. But I don't understand not wanting to artfully articulate how you feel about something.
I don't know if you have time to come back on later on during the show to talk to us and give us an
update. I love y'all. I'll come on as much as possible. You know that, Simmel.
I think that we probably will need an update in another couple of hours or so, Don. So if we can talk to you in the last hour of the show, that would probably give it, especially as the, you know, light of day has come up, because we're out of time now. But
yeah.
Be safe, Don. Please be safe.
Thank you. And listen, as the sun comes up, we don't know what we're going to find.
Right.
We don't know. We'll see.
All right, thank you, Don. Don Lemon.
Very good.
Be careful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, in the words of Michael Brown's father, hurting others or destroying property is not the answer. 25 past the hour.